Hello, everybody, and welcome to Cheetos and Pirate Ships. This is Mimi.
And I'm Claire.
And today is our last show.
Sadness.
But it's not really about it, actually. We're freestyling, y'all. It's not a theme. We're just going to do whatever, where the spirit leads
Freestyle
us.
Freestyle is just, it really means that we have not come prepared. And that is all.
Wow, she's just really...
Hey, I'm throwing us under the bus. I think you did the wrong one.
No, this is... Yeah. I don't know what she's talking about. Okay.
Okay,
anyways,
well,
yeah. So welcome to Cheetos and Pirate
Ships,
y'all.
So we're going to start with this first. Well,
do you guys get it? Because pirate ships and pirate what? And actually now Claire's going to explain why they have a pirate ship in their backyard.
Yeah, it took us like 10 episodes.
Yeah,
you know?
Is actually our 10th episode.
Yeah, because I guess I don't think we talked about it. We were just like at the end. We're like, hey, yeah, we're called Cheetos and Pirate Ships because Mimi was obsessed with Cheetos as a child. And Claire has a pirate ship in her backyard. Woo! Yeah, we posted a photo of that, though. So everyone knows, like, what it looks like because it's on the Instagram. Yep. Hit up our Cheetos and Pirate Ships Instagram. Yep. Yeah.
We used to have art on there, but then I got too busy and I couldn't draw anymore.
Yeah, you know, it's the end of Dead Week, so... And, like, the last few weeks have been chaotic.
You don't even want to know.
No. This is why we are a free-for-all today, because...
Time.
Yeah. Anyways, okay. So... I have a pirate ship in my backyard because, one, my dad is a roofer, which also means he's just a construction guy and he can build cool things. My grandpa on my mom's parents, he was a construction guy and he built houses. We also had a paint store. Coops and family had a paint store.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so my uncles, my mom's brothers are... construction people, and so we just got that kind of talent, I guess, in running in my family. And so my brothers one day drew a photo of a pirate ship. We had just moved into our new house that we still live in today, and my brothers drew a photo of a pirate ship, and my dad's like, let's build it. We're like, okay.
Why not?
Yeah, so there's, like, some at-home videos of us, like, it's coming together, and Carly and I have their Dirksen, cute little bright pink Dirksen Roofing shirts on. That's my dad's company. And we're just doing nothing to help, because we're, like, 4 and 5, but, you know, the ship's coming together and stuff. So, yep, Jimmy and Jared drew a photo. And
nice.
My dad said, we're building it. And then he built a playhouse for us with my grandpa, too.
Nice.
Because Carly and I needed something as well.
But pirate ships are
cooler. Yeah. We did spend a night in our playhouse, though.
That sounds familiar, yeah.
Yeah, because there's an air conditioning unit in there. But now...
Y'all's playhouse had an air conditioning unit in my house. Doesn't even have
one. You don't have air conditioning?
No.
No. Wow.
Which is why coming to English wasn't that.
Oh, okay.
It was hard for me because I was used to boiling in the summer.
Gotcha.
We just use a lot of fans.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. Since my dad works outside and it's it's 10 degrees hotter on a roof, and I'm forgetting all the things that are roofing materials.
Nice.
Whatever. Shingles get really hot, la-di-da. Mm-hmm. Anyways, the things that go under the shingles get really hot. Like, you know what? Forget it. My dad's going to listen to this, and he's going to be like, wow, Claire, you are on a roof a week after you're born, and you're forgetting all the things that he uses all the time.
Yep. The reason why I love Cheetos are because they're yummy.
Yeah, so you do. So that's
behind our name.
That's why. They don't have gluten in them, right?
No.
Okay. Well, today, should we tell?
Sure.
Because your mom's listening.
I got my mom's permission to eat gluten.
18-year-old Mimi got her mom's permission to eat something. I love that for you.
At home doctor, so.
Hey, you know, I feel that. I feel that way with my mom, but I'm like, oh, we just kind of played footsie. That was awkward. Okay. Mimi had a cinnamon roll, guys.
It was this most delicious thing I've had in a really long time.
Yeah.
If you're new to our show, I'm gluten-free as of the past 6 months.
And dairy-free.
Yeah.
But
not like if I ate it, I would die kind of thing. It's just for my health and for... You don't need to know the details, but anyways,
you don't need to know my medical history.
So my medical history is but I just figured as end of my freshman year celebration, it was time.
Yeah, and it was worth it because we went back to 50 East, which is a little plant shop and a little cafe.
Yeah, garden center and cafe.
Yeah, that we went for our wing retreat, and it's really cute. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I bought another plant, but, you know, normal things. I can't help myself.
I resisted.
Yeah, everyone else resisted the temptation, but I had already planned on buying
a
pot, and I knew one of the plants that I wanted. So I was, like... zone focus, like my peripheral. I blocked off my peripheral, so I was only looking at the plants.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
and I knew ahead of time that I was gonna get cinnamon roll, and so that's all I did.
You did. It was a good time.
And a mango smoothie.
Oh yeah, shout out.
Mango smoothies are the bomb. Maybe I should name my show Mango Smoothies and Fire Shows. It doesn't have the same ring, does it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Okay, wait. Speaking of food, how about we go on the topic of childhood foods that we didn't like? Or things that has changed over the years. Okay.
That's an excellent idea. In fact, I actually had a story I was planning on telling anyway.
Whoa, you were planning on something? I didn't have anything planned. You didn't tell me this.
Coincides with that food thing well.
Okay.
So something I did not like as a child, the food.
Give it to me.
You know this already, but I have a story.
Okay.
Oatmeal.
Oh yeah.
I disliked oatmeal a lot. Mm-hmm. And we ate it for breakfast every single morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like we had brown sugar we could put on it or anything, because as you know, my family,
sad.
We care about our bodies, and just kidding.
that could trigger some people. No, okay. No, but
that's not the reason. That was dumb. We just eat
less
a lot more
sugar.
Healthy.
Yeah, that's
and
that's
so
healthier
what
for
we
you.
Could put on our cereal is either like a banana, like mashed up or whatever.
Yeah.
Or like molasses and raisins.
Okay, molasses is basically sugar, so.
Not
but homemade.
Our stuff good. Was like not like the sugary stuff.
Okay, good.
It's like just
straight up.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I do.
It's not sweet.
Okay.
yes. And I did not like oatmeal.
Yeah.
So, one time at breakfast, I was like 5 at this time.
Yeah.
And I thought that maybe I wouldn't have to eat it if I took it with me to the bathroom and flushed it down the toilet. And because obviously when you go to the bathroom in the morning, you take your breakfast with you to eat. On the toilet, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I've had conversations with my cousins who eat food when they're in the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
For real. And I'm just like,
well,
sure.
It really doesn't make sense in my situation because we eat breakfast as a family. So,
I love that.
If I take my cereal, they know what's up. But in my 5-year-old brain, it was like, this was the perfect solution.
Yes.
And so my mom's like, oh, well, maybe Susanna can go there with you. And I'm like,
no.
I was like, I don't really know if I need to go anymore. And then another time, somehow I successfully got to the bathroom by myself with my cereal.
Wow.
And I threw it in the trash can.
Oh.
And when I came back, it was like, you know, it was all gone. Like, yeah. Look at me go. And mom's like, nope. She went to look in the trash can. There it was. So she made me a new fresh pot of oatmeal.
Yeah.
And I ate it.
Yeah. I grew up with, like, I mean, we didn't have the super sugary cereals.
Just, like, you know, like, Cheerios and stuff?
No. I mean, yes, there was Cheerios, but it was more like Captain Crunch.
Or the O's.
Do you know what those are? The yellow smaller box, and it's a big O. It's like a ginormous Cheerio, but sugarier. That was English.
I feel like I've seen that box before, okay. But we never had
those
it.
Are so good.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
We never bought that.
That was not, like, a thing. That was, like, a special thing.
Yeah.
As well as, like, Life. And
we never bought that either. At least not that I can remember. Also, I ate a ton of tomato soup when I was younger. Wow. Like, a ton.
We would have, like, we had cold cereals, like, sometime. Like, if we went camping or something, we'd bring cold cereal. Or, like, if Dad was on break and wasn't teaching, sometimes we'd eat cold cereal just for fun for breakfast instead. Those were good days. And on the weekend, every single weekend, my dad would make pancakes Saturday morning and Sunday morning. Fun. Pancakes or waffles.
We do rolled up pancakes. Do you know what those are? Rolled up pancakes?
No, not like crepes. Right?
No.
Just like actual pancakes rolled up.
No.
What are they?
They're different. I can't remember the exact ingredients, but it's like 3 or 4 ingredients. Then you put sugar on it. And it's thin like a crepe, but not as thin. And you don't cook it where, like, that way. You pour it out like a normal pancake, but it doesn't rise as high. Mm-hmm. And then you put sugar on it. And then you just roll it up and eat it like that. I think that's a Dutch thing.
Probably.
I think it is. I say a lot of things are Dutch things and then they're not, but I do think this one is a Dutch thing.
Could be, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Because my mom grew up doing
that. I don't
know,
maybe it's not. But, pancakes are good. Because it'd be fresh off the kettle.
I think there's no flour in it.
Oh.
I think that's...
Interesting.
Yeah. But I can't remember.
We would have pecan food. We would have crepes and still didn't have crepes on New Year's Day morning.
Mm.
Every single time.
I'm not going to lie. I think the first time I had a crepe was at Addison's house, which was like last semester.
Yeah, my mom would wake up and she'd with the batter.
Yeah.
We'd cook it up. We'd put the cream cheese filling in there. Roll. Kirsty says, the pancakes you're describing sounds like UK pancakes.
Interesting. Okay.
Maybe a European thing.
I don't know. Well, the Netherlands is there.
Exactly.
So, yeah, makes sense. That makes sense.
I
just know my whole family on my mom's side did it, and that's, I have both sides are Dutch, but I think they're a little more Dutch on that side.
Oh, another food story that I didn't like. So one time when I wasn't eating my cereal, you know, I was a hungry gal because I needed to eat food.
Okay.
And they had pizza for lunch.
Mm.
Homemade, obviously.
So much better.
Homemade leftover, actually, which is still really good.
Cold pizza is good, though. Like, if it's good pizza and then, like, the next day.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, good. I'm not the
only
one. Cause, like...
Me being the naughty child I was, I don't feel like I was that naughty, but I did have some times where,
you know... the baby.
Rude. Where I feel like I wasn't that naughty, but like you know, every child is not perfect. So
no, it's perfect.
You live and you learn.
But
it.
Definitely not children. This is true. Okay, sorry. Yes.
Straw says I was a naughty child. That's wrong. Okay. I mean,
she reminded you of this story?
No. She said I was a naughty child and was wondering why I'm trying to.
Because you're the baby. Well, every child's naughty, really.
Yeah, I did try to throw you out a lot. But anyways. one time, they're having pizza. Okay. And I couldn't eat it because I was supposed to eat my cereal. So like, my cereal was, since I didn't eat breakfast, I needed to eat my cereal before I could eat the pizza.
Oh, I forgot your family did that.
Yeah.
Feed stuff to the dog. That's how I got away with things.
Yeah, my sister Charlotte actually fed her cereal to the dog.
Yeah. Well, Millie drinks my milk every morning today still, so.
Yeah.
Whatevs. Millie's my black lab, by the way, for the audience, a.k.a. all the Yoders listening.
So, one time, so I didn't eat it. Usually I didn't have this problem. It only happened sometimes that I wouldn't actually eat my cereal and it would be there for lunch.
Okay.
But, like, that afternoon, I took a piece of pizza out of the fridge and I started eating it.
Naughty, naughty.
Because I was hungry.
Yeah.
But, it's like... But then, I don't know if someone came in the room or, like, I suddenly felt guilty or, like, I don't know.
Aww.
I hid it in the... I hid this pizza in the wood. So, we have a fireplace. Oops, a fireplace. And next to it is, like, this place, like, a little brick thingy where you can put in...
Like a wood stove-ish?
Not a wood stove, but, like...
Where the wood technically goes.
Where you keep
the fire?
Where you keep the fire. No, where you keep the wood.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And, like, I put it in there among the wood so no one could find it. And I forgot about it. And lo and behold, we found moldy pizza there.
Ew. Oh my gosh, I have a moldy story too. This is bad. Okay, so you know,
so dumb.
Have I told you in our basement we have a Harry Potter closet?
Yes.
Okay, and that's where all our dolls are kept.
Yes, that also sounds familiar.
Yes, so, like all of our American Girl dolls, you know, I'm talking, you are the queen of dolls and your sisters are the queen of dolls.
Yes, I am.
Anyways.
Sister, singular.
So, oh. Well, yeah. Okay, anyways. Whatever. So in this closet is where we store like a bunch of like kitchen things too that we used to play with in the basement. And one of these pots, I guess I had filled with water or something, and there was like and for some reason there were like beans in it too. Like just like dry.
Sorry, sounding gross.
Yeah,
the mold.
Like dry beans, and then I put water in it, and then but we like left it in there, and I think we left it in there for like a year.
Oh,
and I come down and we were like cleaning it out. We were cleaning. My mom's like, "Oh, we need to clean this out because we hadn't played with anything in there for a while," and I go and I open the pot. It's like literally like 3 inches of mold.
Oh.
It was
so gross.
Yeah. That was bad. That was so bad. I mean, we played kitchen a lot. I guess I just forgot.
I have another moldy story.
Okay.
Not as gross as that.
Okay, this is going to be our last moldy story because we need to go back to food or something.
But, like, so my sister is having her birthday.
Yeah.
I don't know what age I was. I feel like I was 11 or 8 years old.
Okay.
And so I didn't have money. But I wanted to get her something.
Yeah.
And we had, like, these mint plants out in our front yard.
Okay.
Like, by our mailbox, actually, and also in our circle. We have a circle drive that goes.
Yeah. Cool. Around. Cool.
And so I thought it would be a perfect present to give her some mint leaves because I liked them, and I thought they were yummy. And so, like, a couple days before her birthday, I go out and I pick her mint leaves, put them in, like, those yellow, like, mail packages, sealed it all up.
Mm-hmm.
And wrapped it up, put it under, put in the pile.
Yeah.
And her birthday comes around. I'm like, excited for her to open my present.
Oh, no.
That was Natalie.
Yeah.
Hey, Natalie. We have someone looking at us in the
window. We're going to have a mini guest session, but I'm assuming she opened it up and there was mold.
Yeah, and she opened it and
there was mold. Oh, my gosh. Natalie, please get on this mic right now. Hey.
All right.
Let's get some Natalie on here.
We have a previous First Norther in First Nasty.
Everyone, welcome Natalie Baker to the Cheetos and Pirate Chips radio show.
Hi, everyone.
Woo!
Oh, my gosh. It's been so long since I've been on a radio show.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy you're here.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit about Natalie. She's also a filmmaker and a senior, which is really depressing.
Sad.
I mean, she's leaving.
Super big sad. But we do have our narrative screening today.
We're going to it.
Really?
Yes, we are.
Very exciting.
Yeah, that's at 7.
Yes, ma'am.
7 yes, in Rediger.
Mm-hmm. So excited.
Woo!
I'm so exciting.
Oh, with a little.
Hi, everyone on the air. Everyone who's listening. I know Michelle Obama's listening. I know probably the Trump family is listening too. Just really big in the political world.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. Wow, I'm so honored to be to stumble upon this radio show.
We're so honored to have you.
Thanks. I would love to know a little bit more. about your radio? What do you guys usually do?
We just talk about like childhood memories.
Wow.
Yeah. And today is our last show, and we were just talking about random, like any random
today's
childhood
freestyle.
Memories. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Do you have anything, like any story you want to tell? I know you probably are like super busy, but if you got anything.
Our narrative, let me repeat that. Our narrative film is exporting. So I have about 5 minutes to kill.
Oh, gotcha.
A childhood memory.
Yeah. Anything you want to share?
Oh, wow. Half of me is like fully, fully just blocked out every childhood memory.
I feel that.
And then there are parts where, you know, you'll unlock one thing.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, that was my childhood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. I can tell. Here's a good story.
Okay.
So I went to a small private school before Taylor.
Okay.
And in fifth grade, I'll say it, kind of ruled over our like recess playground.
Queen.
I mean, and we used to have a merry-go-round.
Yes.
And because I was three times the size horizontally and vertically from the rest of my classmates, I used to be able to whip the merry-go-round around like no other.
Oh my gosh.
I can imagine this.
To the point where people would fly off of it and throw up.
Oh!
So there was one day, this story doesn't have anything to do with the merry-go-round, I just wanted to flex.
Yeah.
Because I truly couldn't do that now.
Yeah.
Anyway, mm-hmm. So there was one day where my friend, her name was Anessa.
Okay.
Anessa and I would do this thing, or like, again, being three times the size as my classmates, I could give people piggyback rides in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one time where we had recess last period. So the parents were starting to like line up, right?
Yeah.
And Anessa was picked up usually by her grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And so her grandma came over to the fence, and you know, we were doing piggyback rides and whatever, because that's a game you played in elementary school, obviously.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm the queen of the castle. I bet I can run with Anessa on my back in front of her grandma.
Oh, no.
So what we did during final period was her grandma came over to the fence, and we're like, Grandma, watch this. And I started running around the playground with Anessa on my back, but then I tripped and fell, and Anessa came tumbling over my back.
Oh no.
And I blacked out for a quick sec,
mm-hmm.
came back, realized the rest of our grade was gone, teacher was gone, like had forgotten about us. Freak you, Mrs. Estabrook. And so her grandma comes running in and is like, oh my gosh, are you guys okay? Takes us to the office, which the secretary also acted as a nurse.
Oh, wow.
And she slapped some Neosporin on my busted up knees and elbows and like Anessa's cracked forehead. That's an exaggeration.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, she needs to go to the hospital.
No, but I mean, she had some scarring, had some bruising. But our teacher didn't realize that we were gone. Like two students gone.
Yeah.
I thought we were good kids.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then they like paged down to our class and was like, by the way, Natalie and Anessa are here, busted up, bloodied, and getting Neosporin slapped on them and some Band-Aids.
Wow. They just forgot about you.
Yeah, that's my story.
I love that.
Yeah,
that's my childhood.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Anytime. Thanks for letting me be on the show, ladies.
Hey, you know what? You're always welcome, but today's the last one.
I am graduating.
Yeah.
Maybe, I know, sad. We'll cry about it later.
Yeah.
Come visit next year.
Yes.
I'll be on the show. Okay. I'll listen. I love listening to these shows.
Yes. We're on Spotify, girl.
Whoa.
We had audio problems halfway through, but our first six or seven episodes are on there right now. And then this one will be on there because everything's finally fixed. So
yeah, we go. Wow, I'm on Spotify.
Yeah.
Hey guys. All right, I'm gonna go.
Okay.
Okay. Good to see you guys.
Yes. Yeah. Thanks for coming in,
thanks,
Natalie.
Thanks, listeners.
Oh my gosh.
Bye.
How fun.
Yeah.
See ya.
Bye. What a great little interlude
we just
had
so
right
good.
There. Wow. What a queen.
What a queen.
We do love Natalie Baker. You know what my mom texted me? She's like, I was like, hey, fam. Well, I didn't say that, but.
Hey, fam.
I was like, we don't have a theme today. Anybody got suggestions for the pod?
That was a good idea. I should have done that.
Yeah, and no one answered except for my mom, and she said, mom stories, comma, duh.
Mom stories.
She just wants to be included. I'm trying to think of stories. I've told the story of where she literally was like, she's like, oh, your sister and cousin went outside and it was windy. And then that was the entire story.
That's a story you tell about your mom, like, all the time.
I only told it once on the podcast, though.
Oh, I'm not saying on the podcast, but,
I've said it multiple times before, yeah.
Like,
out loud.
But usually, like, one person hasn't heard it, so you can tell it again. So but I'm just, like, always there.
Yeah, you are know, always. We're always.
Just like, hello.
You are. You're just like, yeah. Okay. But I don't know. I'm trying to think of some mom stories. I don't know.
Mom stories?
You know, it's always the moms who are never in any of the photos.
I actually, yeah.
Yeah, and I feel bad for her.
There's a time where I would match my mom, like, with Sunday dresses. Like, oh, that's like, fun. Daughter, child matching dresses.
Yeah.
That we'd wear.
I think
that was a good time.
I think I hit, like, eighth and ninth grade, and ninth grade. No one says that. Freshman year. In eighth grade, and that's when my shoe size became the same as my mother's, and I think that's when we started sharing shoes, is at that point. But Carly has a little bigger feet than us. That's a random fact.
That is a random fact. I don't even know if I have the same size feet as my mom. Yeah, I think I do. Mm. I think mine are, like, a little bit bigger. Anyways.
Yeah.
But anyways.
What were we? Oh, food still, but I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's remember, what happened.
Remember, this is a free-for-all.
It is a free-for-all. We can do...
We still got, like, 30 minutes,
Gail. Whatever we want.
We can.
Mute mic.
Why?
It's too much.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm trying to think of... Oh, do you... Okay.
What?
Poof. I'm just going to pull up, like, photos, see if they could inspire me. So, my family, as you know, I'm a film major.
Yes, you are.
I did not ever think I was ever going to go to college to pursue film. Like, that wasn't even on my agenda.
Yeah.
Really, ever. But my family and I did make a lot of movies as a child.
What, like, did you want to be when you were younger?
When I was, like, really young, like, age 6-ish, like, you know, 5 to, like, 10 maybe. Yeah. Or maybe even only 9, I wanted to be a nurse.
Nice.
Yeah, because I really liked helping my siblings when they were sick.
Yeah.
But that wasn't, like, actually nursey stuff. That was just giving them applesauce and patting them on the head. I don't know. Like, it was, like, I liked caring for them. So,
yeah,
that was about it. And when I got a little older, I realized that that wasn't really what a nurse was totally doing all the time.
Yeah.
And the fact that I also... really don't like the look of cuts and stuff.
I also wanted to be a nurse around that age and a little older too, but then I was like, I don't want to see someone's bone out of their body. And I was like, that's it for me. I'm not doing that
anymore.
Peace
out, y'all.
Yeah, I'm not like a fainter when I see other people's blood, but like...
Yeah, me neither, but something I don't know. Yeah, anyways. And then I don't really know what I wanted to do. It just kind of like, I never really had a firm thought in my brain, which is why it was really hard.
Yeah.
Figuring out what to major in college. Yeah. Because I had so many things I was interested in because I liked dancing. Well, I actually only really started dancing when I was like 13, 14. But okay. Like actually taking it seriously. And then that was only one class. And then when I turned 15, I was like, I want to do this more. So then I started taking more classes.
Gotcha.
But anyways.
Did you know that I took dance and tap when I was younger?
No.
Yeah, I did that. There's photos. That
sounds familiar.
Yeah, I probably said that before, but I can't remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now they know.
Yeah, but, you know, you actually pursued
it. I took, like, one summer when I was, like, 6, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or 7, and I hated it.
Mm. My mom was just, like, put us in everything. That's what's great. Mom story, I guess, kind of, not really.
Mom story.
But I love my mom. And she, I guess, and also my dad, too. But I just remember, because my mom took us everywhere, because my dad was working. But that's normal, because he makes all the money for the house. Woo-woo. Anyways. Yeah. My mom and dad were like, you have to be active some way. So healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Healthy.
Movement.
Love to see it.
Good movement. Yeah. So we tried everything and then we landed on softball really. And
that's why, that's actually, my mom put all the girls and even the boys had at least one ballet class or more.
Than yeah.
One, so that we would be graceful.
Yeah.
And that. Yeah. And I don't remember exactly why I was like, man, mom, I want to go back to Academy of Dance and take a dance class. And she was like, let's see if she can do. Basically, we didn't do like, we did one private lesson for all the girls. So then mom wouldn't have to be driving since the studio is half an hour from her house.
Okay.
Having to have each girl in the grade they're actually supposed to be in.
Yeah.
That'd be a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, this is kind of a weird story about my mom. Softball in high school, my freshman year. Our Coach Terry, love him. He's awesome. Anyways, Terry did not, like, because my dad is working all the time and spring is super busy, like, because it's starting to get, it's perfect temperature, so he's working a ton. Mm-hmm. And so he comes to softball games, but it's either, like, my mom's there or my dad's there. Sometimes they're there together, but not as much as they're there separate. So Terry thought that my parents were divorced.
Oh.
But he said that one time and I'm like, no, my dad just works all the time. Oh, that was kind of funny. I was like, oh, sorry, mom. Like, you're on your own, but it's okay. That was weird. That was a random memory that just popped in my head.
That is a random memory.
Yeah, you know, that's what this podcast. Well, it is a podcast, but that's what
it's a radio show that is a podcast on Spotify.
Right. You're getting hours from the radio show, not from the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. I was not sure what I was going to say.
What were you just thinking about?
I don't have any stories about that.
Okay.
Well, as I was saying,
hey, it is Mother's Day tomorrow. That's a good thing.
Oh wow, it is.
Oh my gosh. Sorry, go ahead. Then you can think about things. We can talk about how much we love our mom after. But I keep interrupting you. I apologize. Oh my gosh. I had caffeine this morning. That's a bad idea.
No, I was just thinking of random childhood stuff, and I started talking about this, but then you asked about what I wanted to do as a kid.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, you're so fine. I was like,
okay, go ahead.
Movies.
Yes.
We made a lot of random films.
Oh, yeah.
The first one I starred in was Naomi's Life as a Baby.
I love it.
My older siblings made this little movie about me. That's funny. And it was like, I don't know how to describe it, but it was cute. And yeah. I mean, it was just me as a child, so.
Of course.
But it was really funny, actually. This isn't really about me, but one of the cuts.
Yeah.
There's two versions. One was actually, ended when it's ended. And then one had, this little interview with the people who made it afterwards. And so my sister, Katrina and Heidi, they were the ones that really, were the making it happen.
Okay.
Anyways.
Yeah.
And my sister, Katrina, was, 10 at this time. Mm-hmm. Probably more, 11, just kidding, because she's 10 years older than me. So I was, a year when this was happening. But anyways, 11. And she's like, and they're like, you know, like acting like it was like this big like film and production and stuff. And they're like, yeah, so we're having our first screening tonight and we're probably going to make a lot of money and maybe $200.
Wow.
And then she's like, and it was a really good learning process to make this film.
Mm-hmm.
We learned a lot about computers and how dumb they are.
That's how my mom sounds.
And at that point, it was this big, those white, clunky things. Yeah. I mean, that must have been a pain to edit on.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
What.
For
so,
sure.
Good for them.
I love that.
But yeah.
Okay, wait. Interlude? Not really. My papa just texted me.
Oh.
And guess what? He got the mugs.
Oh, he got the mugs.
Yeah. So I wonder if your grandparents have gotten the mugs yet. So, okay.
I should text him to see.
For the audience, it was Grandparents' Day at Taylor, 2 weeks ago. And, two or three. And they didn't have any activities on campus this year. Boo-hoo.
Because,
we
know why.
We're not even going to talk about it.
We know why.
Salty. No, just kidding. Okay, anyways. But they said, hey, write a note, give us your grandparents' address, and we'll send them mugs. So, Mimi and I and a lot of people did that, and my papa just texted me, said they got the mugs. So
yeah,
they said we'll be thinking of you when we use them for our coffee tomorrow morning.
That's so cute. Yay. Mine, when you walk up to the table, they're like, so what's your grandparents' last names? And I was like, oh, you know, Yoder. And they're like, they pull out this sheet with all these addresses, and I'm like, how on earth do they have my grandparents' addresses?
Yeah.
And I, like, they went to the bottom of it, of course, because why? And because why?
Ha. Okay, yeah.
And they're like, are their names, like, Jim? And I'm like, no. And she's like, okay. And she's like, are they blank? And I'm like, no. And she's like, what are their names?
Yeah.
They didn't have them.
Yeah. They did that to mine, too. I'm like, you're not going to have my grandparents.
I'm like, why would you have my grandparents?
I know. That's, I guess, some, cool. Like, alumni, like, if they're alumni, yeah. Or...
But I was just... I was just surprised that there were two other Yoda grandparents.
Well, there's a lot of Yoders here.
I mean, I
here.
Know, but I didn't know. I just was like, two. I knew, I don't know. It just seemed weird.
Okay.
But I guess it could also be the maiden name as well.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be.
Yeah, because there's probably a lot of people.
I do know there is another Yoder, Abby Yoder, on campus. I have not met her, but she.
Okay.
She actually was in a video for an A brand. Do you remember that?
Oh.
The Strange Addiction video.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Gotcha. Okay. Airband was good.
That was so long ago.
Okay, so since it's Mother's Day and I just realized that, I did give my mom a gift like 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
I know,
wow.
I was really on top of it.
Good for
you. I was
like,
I came home and I'm like, Mom, here's
my
these cute
to
earrings.
My mother.
Yes?
Is that I am coming home.
Aw, that's a good gift.
Not Mother's Day, but at least 2 weeks afterwards. So.
Yeah. I mean, I'll call my mother tomorrow again, too. Yeah, she did call me today.
Basically,
but...
call and text my mom every day. So every day is Mother's Day for me.
Will.
It's Mike.
No. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay. What do we love about our mother? Because our mothers are, your mother is listening, and my mother will be listening.
I don't know if she's listening or not.
Okay, well, does she listen on?
Oh, just kidding. She just said, yay, that I was coming home, I think.
Aw. Oh, your phone's not dead, is it?
No, it's not. It just was talking something about Duolingo. Anyways.
Hey, I don't think he can hear you. You gotta come closer.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello. This is Mimi Yoder and...
There's no green there.
What? I hear myself in my headphones.
That's true. Now I can see the green. Hey, we can hear you.
Anyway, so something I love about my mom.
Yeah. Give us a
thing. I love my mom a lot. In the past,
yes,
guys, we don't want me to mute the mic so I can actually cry. I feel like this past couple years, especially when I was at the end of my high school career,
yes,
I got a lot closer to my mom. Partly because even though I had siblings at home, I was like the only one in my Vios Academy.
Okay,
so I was the only one in school, and so we had a lot of time.
AKA
we could talk.
Homeschool.
Yes. So, no, I was the only one in the public school, just one child still in there. Anyways.
Yes.
So, I feel like we've gotten a lot closer and we're, like, friends instead of just, what? She keeps pointing.
You're loud.
I'm sorry.
You're going like, woo! Okay, sorry.
I feel like I can say that my mother is my friend instead of just, like, a mother. And I feel my voice. And I feel like that's really a really special thing to have. And my mom's just so nice and funny,
mm-hmm.
and in her own little way. And and mom, since you're listening, I just want to say that I love you a lot, and I miss you too. Okay, I'm gonna cry now.
Mute's Mike
for real.
Mimi's actually crying. Aww. You know, I do also love my mother. Oh, she's actually going to cry. Oh, she's actually crying. Oh, Mrs. Yoder.
Okay.
Mimi loves you. I hope you're not crying. Actually, well, I don't know. Whatever. Anyways. Mother, I don't know how sentimental this is going to be, but I love my mom too. She's probably going to listen to this tomorrow sometime.
If it actually goes on the podcast.
Hey, it should work. Okay, anyways, let me tell you how much I love my mother as well. I don't know how I can compete to
Is
yours.
Is this a competition now?
No, I don't know.
I love my mom, gotcha. Anyways, go ahead, sorry.
I high school, yeah, I got closer to my mom in high school, but I still have my sister, who's like, I got a lot closer to Carly and my mom in high school because of just like, well, Jared's been moved out since forever, but then he moved out after high school. Like, Jimmy came back for a few summers, but Jared was like gone. So then it was just like the four of us at home, mm-hmm. and then my dad's working most of the day.
Yeah.
Like in the summer and in the winter, he plows a lot. So then I just got closer to my mom, and then I found my love for thrifting. So I do that with my mom. Mm,
that's cute.
Yeah. We go thrifting a lot. And now she loves plants too. So all three of us do. So we all just kind of like plant it up, you know? All that jazz.
Plant it up.
Yeah. Yep.
That's fun.
I'm just like, whenever I need to. Just like, okay, remember in our wing, our last wing thing?
Oh, and you need to write compliments to peeps?
I can't do it.
I can't do it either.
I'm just like.
And it just makes me feel really bad because yeah, cause not I'm like, all don't.
These are just so nice for other people and I can't do it right now.
And I'm just like.
I'm yeah. Sorry, guys. Moral of the story is, though, I do miss my mother. I miss her home-cooked meals and I miss waking up and already hearing my parents downstairs. One time, I was home just with my brother for the week, but it basically felt like I was home alone for the week because Jared was just like in the front room doing his own thing because he was a high schooler and I was a freshman actually, but whatever. And I had to like do all the motherly things and my neighbors made us food sometimes and I was just like crying the whole week basically because I was like, I wake up and I'm like, oh, I have to go do stuff with the dog and my dad and mom aren't here to go do the things, the normal house things. And I wake up and there's no one downstairs because my parents wake up like around the time you wake up every morning. It's just like the small things like that that yeah, I just love about them.
Little things.
Yeah, they're like comforting things.
When my parents went to India for the first time, it was like 2011.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay.
And they drove out of the driveway and I cried. And then I went back inside and I wrote an email to my mom saying how much I missed her. I still have the email. Yeah. I can find it. Not right now, but I will later for my own benefit.
I mean, when they moved me in the beginning of this year, I was like, I was fine until right when they.
I
wasn't fine. Oh, no. Hey, I'm not done yet. I was fine until right when I said goodbye to them and I hugged my dad and mom. I don't remember like the first time I'd hugged my dad before that time. Like, I couldn't even tell you when I've actually hugged my dad before. Probably before like a dance or something. I don't know. Anyways, and my mom, and I was just like, and then I'm like, and then I'm like, I'm gonna go shower now. It was really hot though, but I'm like, and then I just cried in the shower.
Nice. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I kept it together pretty well all day.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I was just in the moment, and then they had that like evening thing when everyone was out, you know, over there in the field. And then after that, they were actually saying goodbye, and I was like, and then I prayed together, and I'm like,
Yeah. Well, I told you too, like on. The first Sunday I went to church with Ariel. I cried at the doxology because I was just like, I miss my home church.
I was going to go to the exit with y'all, and then I felt sick.
So sadness. Sadness.
Last semester was a rough beginning, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I love my mom. I'm excited for her to come pick me up, and then I can hang out with her this summer.
Comes to get pick me up, too.
Yeah.
And we'll groove in the car to Susanna's house. See Zoe. Meet Zoe.
Baby.
The baby.
Mwah.
Mwah.
Love that. My mom and I, well, you already heard on the phone because we were talking today that we're going to go, if we have time, we'll go home and like kind of unpack a little bit. But otherwise, we're literally going to go from Taylor straight to, not my high school, but where Carly's playing tennis. So.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of chaotic.
We never really, did y'all celebrate Mother's Day in your house?
Yeah. Oh, Mother's Day tradition, actually. We have a Mother's Day tradition. Hold up, let me tell you. When I was younger, on Mother's Day, which is generally, isn't it always Sunday?
It's always
Sunday. Okay, it's always Sunday. My dad would tell my mom to sleep in, and then he would get Carly and I, and sometimes my brothers up, but they were a little older, so they would want to sleep in. But Carly and I would always be up at like 7, 7:15. Yes. I always woke up at that time.
Yes.
Anyways. And we would get up and we would make my mom a ginormous omelet in the morning for Mother's Day. And that was really the thing. And then my dad, and then we tried to put together supper or dinner, excuse me, but it didn't really work well. So, yeah.
Yeah, our one thing we did for Mother's Day was that she didn't have to make the, Sunday dinner.
Yeah.
And we just make it.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't have to clean it up either.
Gotcha.
Besides that, it wasn't really a big deal, yo.
One time, I made overnight oats for my mom and, had it in a jar for her, and then I put a cute little sticky note on it, and she still has that sticky note.
That's so cute.
Yeah, in the kitchen, on the window. Yeah.
I remember my
oh, words. No. Words. English.
My mom's birthday one time. This is Mother's Day, but birthday, February. Love to see
it. Still about her mother.
We made, this big birthday banner for her, and I thought her favorite color was green.
Oh, no.
And so I colored, a lot of it green.
Yeah.
And then someone told me, it's not green, it's yellow. And I was so ashamed that I didn't know my mother's favorite color.
I don't think I know my mother's favorite color.
Her favorite color is still yellow to this day, I believe.
I don't think
she really liked the color of our wing shirts.
Oh, fun. I love that.
I just find it funny that I remember this so vividly that I don't know how old I was, eight or something, and I was like, man, what have I done?
Yeah.
That was a stage where I had, really chapness, and I had, because I would lick my lips so much, I have the red line.
Yeah. I honestly couldn't tell you what my mom's favorite color is, because I don't think she necessarily has one. I think it's just, brighter colors.
Yeah.
You know? Because her room is yellow.
Nice. Our living room is yellow.
Nice. Our living room is a greenish tan, I think.
A greenish tan?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'm envisioning that correctly because it does not look good.
No, that you're envisioning is super dark. It's pastel, but
it's not
light.
Dark.
That's what I think it is. Or it's just a super, super light brown. Super, super light brown. Yeah. I couldn't tell you. Because, every room is a different color.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have that Justin Bieber song going through my head that we listened to in the car.
Oh.
Eeny, meeny, miny.
Oh, my gosh. That's also by Sean.
Something, something. I don't know.
Okay.
That's what's going through my head. So, I'm just trying to, get it out so I can actually talk.
Oh, I see. Yeah, because we still have, 13 minutes.
So we do. Man, this is not a fantastic way to end. I feel like we need to really.
Well, because we kind of did a free for all. And, planning is good. And we didn't.
No, planning is definitely good.
We didn't really plan.
I agree. But, nobody got time for that, so.
Yeah, we've been, starting to pack.
I also just need the energy. Yeah.
You were taking a nap
right
before
this.
What
I need to do. It's just get that energy and, that love of life I had as I was eating that cinnamon roll. And then we will
I had caffeine, though, so I'm, I'm very motivated to do stuff. Also, the brothers were having a Nerf war tonight in Euler. Did you see that? So,
but
if you want to.
We're at our screening.
Yeah, that's at 7.
This is when did this, was this at 8:30?
Uh-huh.
But then, are you, okay.
Yeah, we'll be
there. Then we have fireworks at 10.
Yeah.
There's just a lot going on.
It's a busy night.
I don't know if I'll do this Nerf War because I've never played with Nerf guns before.
Mimi, what?
So I don't wanna.
Oh my gosh. No, you need to do it. There's safety goggles. Yeah. Well, you also have glasses on too, so that's your safety. But literally. It's so fun. And it's in Euler. That's fun. But that's our huge science building, just so everyone knows.
Yeah.
But yeah. That sounds fun. I know Lisa and I are going to be going to that.
Y'all like the message.
Yeah. We played, we had some Nerf guns, but I think we just like real guns, so, you know.
They just play Nerf gun games with real guns.
No. No, but my dad just would bring
Jimmy
Jude out
shooting. She gave her presentation on
guns. Yeah, my mom is like, can you please do that presentation when we get home? I'm like, okay. They're like, we want
to
know.
I gave my presentation to my mom in practice.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so I'm going to do that to my mom and my Aunt Pat, I guess. So shout out to my Aunt Pat. She's listened before, I think. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I could talk more about, so I talked about my life as a baby.
Yes.
Naomi life as a baby.
Cute.
Yes.
Cute.
Anyways.
Sorry. Clearing her throat.
Some other ones that we did.
Yeah.
Included.
Oh.
But not excluding. Mm. Just kidding. Cinderella. We did Cinderella one time.
Oh, fun.
But I don't know if you ever heard of the Children's Guild of Records? CGR. CGR, this, like, they used to be, like, on these records, but we had them, like, on, put on the computer.
Okay.
And they made, like, stories and stuff, so they had a Cinderella version, so we used that as our audio.
Mm.
And I was a stepsister. My sister Katrina was Cinderella.
Mm.
And that was a good time. And the Prince Charming was our dog.
That's a great storyline. I was like, Fen?
He was the person who
tried to put
the footman.
Oh, yeah.
He was like a footman or something.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
So we did that one. We also did a music video to Belle, like the, oh my goodness, I can't even remember the song.
I don't know what you're talking about either.
You know, Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah.
The Belle. The song's called Belle.
Okay, I don't know.
The Bonjour, Bonjour.
Oh, Bonjour. Very well. Okay.
That's not the music.
Oh, what the Anyways, I'm failing.
We did that one and I was actually Belle.
Oh, fun. I literally did. I was in the production of Beauty and
you
the Beast
like
in
the,
my high school.
You were like in Be Our Guest, weren't you? Like as a
yes.
fork or spoon or something?
Yes, I was a knife. I was
like a
knife.
Knife.
I was a knife.
Oh, that's funny.
I had glasses. I had braces. Freshman year.
Did you try to slip in a bandana on too?
No, I didn't have a band. That was middle school.
Oh, my bad.
Middle school was my bandana phase. Yeah.
Yeah. So we also did that one.
Fun.
It was a lot of fun. My sister Katrina was like, we all like making them, of course.
Yeah.
But Katrina was like the one who really did like all, you know, the dirty work.
Edited
and stuff. She also, her dream job was to work at Pixar.
Oh,
my
fun.
Dream job is also to work at Pixar or to work at American Girl Store as their like videographer and
yes.
setting up the little scenes because that would be so cute.
That would be so freaking
I would
fun.
Literally die. I wouldn't die because I would live and do it, but like
die of happiness.
Like, you know what I mean? It's expression.
Die.
So.
Ooh, well, I was gonna sing the song very wrong. Like die a happy man, that country song. I could die. A happy man.
All we need is a little guitar and mention a truck and a dog.
Hey, let's not bash all country music.
Sorry.
Come on.
Anyways.
Come on. Okay. Yeah, I was going to say something, but I forgot.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking. Oh, I. Okay, they're for sure deleted now because they're on my old iPad, but we like deleted every
trailers.
Yes. I made so many trailers. My Carly and I would make stuff with our friends and oh, I hit the mic, Mubby. With our friends and also what oh wait, I told you this before in the motorhome. Dorothy's my cousin. Dorothy, Carly and I made like a horror film in our motorhome as a trailer. And it was so fun. Well, I wish we still had it because
like,
it was hilarious.
I think
hilarious.
I talked about this in the childhood friends one. But
yeah.
My friend and I, we made this like TV show thing about like a it was like a mystery.
Right,
like,
and your
mystery.
American Girl doll was like.
No, that's a different one.
Oh,
this
okay.
This one was where I was a bad guy and I was horrible at it.
One time. Wait, Mimi. One time with our American Girl dolls, we were filming for them, like a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And we colored toilet paper red, like, with, like, marker, and we put it all over the American Girl doll to act like they were, like, dead and bloody.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that so bad?
Wow. Your poor dolls.
I know.
I did make a few movies with my dolls.
Okay.
But, like, the ones I made with my family, like, it was us.
Yeah.
And really when I started making movies with my dolls was when they were all, like, gone and I had nothing to do.
So you had to do, yeah.
But with my dolls and me. Yeah, I made actually, before I came to Taylor, I made, when I went to visit my sister, Susanna. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Susanna. Hello.
Susanna.
I know you're listening in your living room with Carol. Hi, I love you. When I went to visit her and her husband, Jamie,
Shout out to Jamie. I love you too.
Oh my
great
gosh.
Guy. Anyways.
So many family members.
Woo. Yeah. Anyways. Yes. So, oh, I know those people.
Wow. Well, okay. Just had, there's a window, by the way, to all who are listening, and people walk by. That's how we saw Natalie and brought her in.
Yeah.
Wow, that was this episode.
That was this episode. Anyways,
world?
As I was saying, I don't even know where I was going with this. Oh,
I don't know either.
Yes. Oh, I made a doll movie. We made, you know, the working 9 to 5.
Yes. I think I've seen this doll movie.
Oh, I showed that to you last
semester? You did.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, so we made that. That was fun.
Yeah.
And we also made a Parent Trap, like a short, like 12-minute Parent Trap movie.
Fun.
Because,
why not?
Susanna has Marilyn doll, and her, and a girl also has, anyways.
An old friend.
We had 2 Marilyn dolls.
Gotcha.
Used up. Anyways.
Yeah.
So, and then we also made a, how do you solve the problem like Maria, but it was supposed to be Samantha.
Oh, okay.
I
think I also have seen that one.
Yeah, I showed the little ones to you. Yeah, anyways. We did those. So I made doll movies more when I was, like, actually, like, 17 years old than I did when I was 10, which is fun.
We love that.
And I feel like there was another doll one I did recently, but I don't remember. Oh, yes, I did. Actually, when I was there, in J-Term, actually, it was J-Term.
You made a doll movie?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm
J-Term,
not so
I made a little music video with what was, like 3 different songs that kind of make, like, a story. Like, yeah. Anyways, okay. That was fun. That was a good time.
Yeah.
Because I had to use, she got a boy doll. And so I had to use the boy doll in my story.
Got it.
So.
Hey, I mean, you're a film major, so you got to just like.
Yeah.
But, you know, my dolls had like dope hairstyles because I learned to braid really young. So.
Yes.
I did all that.
We also had some pretty dope hairstyles in our Cinderella one. I should just. Okay. Maybe, I don't know if my family would be mad if I showed y'all. Not like y'all as in the listeners, but like Claire.
Just, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, but it's actually almost 3:00. Is there anything you want to say to tie this up?
I don't know. What are we going to like finish out our time here as freshmen at Taylor University? Like we'll have this show for ever.
Ever.
Whoa.
And ever. Hallelujah.
In heaven. What if God is... Well, God is listening to us right now.
What if
it's
God is listening? What?
Oh my gosh, no way. He's with us all the time? Who would have thought?
Who would have thunk?
No. Anyways. Biblical truth. How about we end it with our favorite Bible verses? I don't know why. I'm just like feeling like that.
You could do that.
Oh.
No, stop. Oh, actually, I thought of it. Okay.
Okay, well, I was just going to go to my Bible app because I want to say it correctly.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Trusty Bible
app.
This
is a great way. And then, yes.
Okay.
We just say yes a few more times.
Yes.
Because why not?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll do the whole, I don't need to do the whole chapter. That's a lot. I'll just do the first 2 ones, the first 2 verses. But, yeah.
It's hard to pick a favorite, obviously.
Yeah, so I don't know what my favorite Bible verse was when I was younger. I mean, everyone knew, like...
I know what my favorite hymn was.
Oh, what was it?
My favorite hymn was, Be still my soul, the Lord is...
I love In Christ Alone.
In Christ Alone.
So good.
I also love that song.
That's one of my favorites.
I remember them playing that song, First Chapel in the... thing, and I just literally started crying.
Yeah.
I was like, bro,
yeah,
why you do this to me?
Yeah, one of my other favorite hymns, I'm trying to remember it because we sing it in church at home a lot. I love that we both go to churches that we do a lot of hymns, you know, because like we still have we have an electric organ now. I know it's not a real organ. Cheers. Sorry, we did have a real organ, but
fun fact, can I tell a fun fact after you tell your story?
No, you can tell a fun fact
now. So, my church got electrocuted at one point. I think it's before I was born. It was. Just kidding. I know it was, sisters. I'm not stupid. It was before I was born.
You are not stupid.
Anyways.
Yes.
And they're like, we don't know what to do with it because it, like, hit the organ. And so they gave us the old... I don't know if that was...
The organ grounded it?
Was that my church? Was that a different church that happened to it?
Okay.
Anyways, details.
Woo.
Anyways, we got the organ.
Yeah.
The big old church organ. Like,
wow.
Dad, like, tried to fix it up and stuff so it could play still. It just wasn't, like...
Great.
Perfect, you know?
Yeah.
Then they got a new organ, obviously.
Gotcha.
So, it was a different church.
Okay, it was.
I was like, I don't think it was War Gospel. But
yeah. We used to have... We used to have a lot of electric organs in my house. Like, my mom would just collect them. And then...
Would she play them?
No. She can't play the piano.
Just to look at?
Yeah. We would play it. We had one in our basement that, like, when I had friends over, sometimes people would try to play it. There's also, like, you could click buttons and there'd be tunes that start playing.
Oh, we had, like, an electric piano like that. Where yeah. Boom.
Keyboard?
Yeah, keyboard.
Okay.
But it was, like, really, like, a really nice one.
Okay, yeah. Anyways, but my mom, my brother has friends who, like, made a band when they were in high school. Like, in his class. And so she gave it to one of those kids in, like, their dorm room. Like,
an electric. My brother took our upright, quiet piano to his dorm room.
Love that.
I don't know how he fit that thing in there. Like, my room is so tiny. I would not be able to fit a piano in there.
Patience also has a lot of things, too. So if you both lofted, you would be able to fit one.
We're lofting next semester.
Oh, both of you?
Yeah.
Nice. But don't cover the window.
No, it's gonna... You'll see.
Okay. Okay.
We have plans.
Okay, let's finish it off with a verse because it's already 3 o'clock. Sad.
Oh
my gosh.
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Okay, ready? My favorite Bible verse is Psalm 62, versus, well, the whole psalm, but I'll only say 1 and 2. Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. Mic drop.
Mic drop. So, the verse I've chosen as my favorite mm-hmm. is Philippians 4:4.
Mm.
Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. It goes on. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That was a different version than I memorized it in, which is why I kept stumbling. I was like, that's not what I'm supposed to be.
That's funny.
But yeah, that's Philippians 4:4-7.
Well, friends, it's been a long ride, but we're probably going to be back next semester.
Yeah.
Not sure if it'll be this exact podcast mm-hmm. or radio show, but
yeah,
we'll see, because it's fun, and you'll still need hours, right? Probably.
Depends.
Yeah, it depends. Ooh. Okay. Well...
Yeah, so thank you for joining us.
Yes.
Thanks for joining Cheetos and Pirate Ships. This is Mimi.
And this is Claire. Signing. Peace out.